Happy summer, everybody. Welcome to Vikings Game Plan. I'm play-by-play guy Paul Allen, joined by Minnesota Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the season.
Thanks, Ev. Thanks for having me on.
Exciting times, right?
Yeah, no, it's always exciting this time of year to get back down here. And been going through the OTAs and mini camp, and these guys have been running around in shorts and shirts. And a couple days here, we'll finally get a chance to play some football, put the pads on, and see what we have.
In taking a look at the season in kind of season preview-like fashion, explain for those the difference between mini camp and organized team activities and what's happening right now with training camp.
We can do a little bit more as far as running plays and doing a little bit more one-on-one stuff. It will be out in the pads and be there's no limit then.
The Vikings preseason schedule looks like this: at Buffalo, at Seattle, San Francisco here on Sunday Night Football, and then we close up with the fourth preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. What does the general manager look for during preseason games?
Continually evaluating. I know we have our pro scouts out and a lot of our college scouts. We're looking around the league at other rosters and see if there's any potential guys that can improve our roster, but really honed in and focused on our roster and working with Coach Zim, going through the tape with him and the coaches each week and trying to hone down where the 53 is going to come and what our practice squad is going to look like.
Is it possible to stake a claim on what the identity of the 2017 Vikings will be at this stage?
I think you have to wait until we get in the pads. I know it's a very close-knit group, the way they've worked extremely hard through the offseason, through the OTAs and minicamp, but I think that identity starts to come once you start banging with each other.
This defense that you've put together, mostly through the draft, but like Linval Joseph through free agency. I mean, we're talking about Everson Griffen, Danielle Hunter, Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, all drafted here. Linval, probably best 4-3 nose tackle in the NFL. What do you expect from the defense this year off what was really good last year?
Oh, I think they have a chance to improve. I know Coach Zimmer and the coaching staff looked at a lot of things they did last year, where they can improve, and that's what you have to do every year. You have to go back and analyze and look at things you thought you did well and things that you can improve on. You have to change up some things too, just so it's not predictable for your opponents as you go forward. So, but we got a lot of these young guys that continue to mature in this defense, and it's, you know, our whole goal as we go through this is to try to keep this defense together and try to keep as many core guys together as we can.
Offensively, specifically with the line, Rick and the team brought in Riley Reif from Detroit, Mike Remmers from Carolina, drafted Pat Elflein from Ohio State. No guarantees on positions of this part of the equation, but how do you think when the offensive line is settled, it will help year two of Sam Bradford?
Well, I think it'll be a vast improvement. You know, unfortunately, we had all the injuries, and you can't do much about that. Even some of the development of the guys currently from last year and how they're going into the second year of this system, because Pat kind of took over for Norv and kind of tweaked things a little bit. But bringing in those new players, which we definitely needed to do. And the one thing we were looking for is guys that are smart, but they bring an attitude. And we watched Riley Reif play. You watched Mike Remmers play. You watched Elflein play at Ohio State. Those guys are mean, tough guys that are very smart. So that's where we were talking about earlier, the identity that you want to establish.
What about Florida State rookie Dalvin Cook? Rookie camp, OTAs, mini camp. Now he goes against veterans in pads, so I know this is very important, and I would imagine you're really excited to see how it works. But what can you tell us about Dalvin Cook?
He's been everything we expected. The only thing we didn't expect was to get him in the second round. Tremendous feet, tremendous vision, very smart, can catch the ball extremely well in the backfield. You can tell he's different when he's out there on the field when he has the ball in his hands. And again, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing him in pads. Now, they're not going to be tackling him here in training camp,
right,
but he'll be at a few touches, I imagine, in the preseason, and we'll get a chance to see what he's all about. But very excited about his progress and what he can do for us this year.
What about your kicker situation? You have a big leg and a kid named Marshall Kane from Iowa, first full year. And then you have veteran Kai Forbath, who went 16 of 16 last year. Talk about that battle.
Yeah, we wanted to bring in competition. You know, we have to make a good decision, and Coach Prefer spent a lot of time with it. And you got youth versus a vet that you know. Yeah, the youth, does he have potential to pass Kai? But Kai's been so consistent, and what he did for us when he came in, when we made the switch last year, was, you know, he did a great job for us. So that'll be a battle, as long as with the punter battle too. We got Quigley, who was a veteran, and Semenk, who is also another young guy with a big, strong leg.
Special teams, very important for you guys, not only during the season, but this time of the year, right? Because you got a lot of, like, second-tier guys to replace who happen to be good on special teams. So I would imagine that's where new guys and young guys can jump up and win spots.
That's one of the things you're definitely looking at during these practices, but also in the preseason, because that's the only time you're going to see special teams in a live game action. To see a lot of these young guys, I know from an athletic standpoint, they have the ability to do it. I think Coach Prefer is one of the best in the business because every time we have lost veteran backups, we have young guys come in and play well. Last year, an example was Kendrell Brothers,
yep.
You know, and Jaron Curse. Both of those guys ended up being one of our better specialties players last year.
Last one, what are the team goals this season?
Goal is to come down here to training camp and take it one day at a time and get better each day and get prepared for that opener.